Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. That feels crazy to say because I have not said that in almost a year. But it feels good to be back recording my podcast again. I've experienced so much since the last time I've recorded, and I feel like now I just have a lot to talk about and a lot to share and a lot to help people through, and a lot of stuff that I've been through personally that has helped me to grow as a person. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about being on your own personal journey and what that means, or what I've learned that that means. So for me, I've had to teach myself not to necessarily compare my journey to other people's, because everybody's journey is different, everybody's experiences is different, and we go through those experiences to mold us into who we need to be for the next steps in our lives. And that's something that I used to struggle with, is look at other people and be like, oh, why do they get this, or why do they get that, blah, blah, blah. And that kind of took the joy away from my own life, and that kept me from being as present as I needed to be in my own life. So I decided to combat that and flip it, and to start looking at each experience, at each conversation I have with people, as a mirror, reflecting the things that I have improved on in my life and the things that I still need to work on. A lot of the stuff that we need to work on in life, we don't realize that it's a problem or whatever the case may be until we get further along in our journey, or we end up in certain situations and they bring up certain emotions that we might have thought we've gotten over. For me, I've, like I said, been through a lot. The last time I recorded, I want to say I wasn't lost. I just chose to step back to really pay attention to what I wanted to do with my life and who I wanted to become. And I'm still learning that that's a never-ending journey of self-development. But there has been many ups and downs since then, which I'm going to talk about in future episodes. But I am very appreciative of this break, because it's showed me a lot about myself that I didn't know I had the strength to make it through, to be honest with you. There was some really tough times that I went through, and I was able to pull it together and still be strong, but at the same time I had to remind myself it's okay to not be strong all the time. It's okay to not always understand why certain things are happening in your life. The unknown is just as okay as knowing your next steps that you need to take. So I hope that whoever is listening is still going to be able to benefit and learn with me in my future episodes that I have coming. And I'm hoping that I am able to deliver all the different parts of myself that I wouldn't say that I was keeping away, but kind of, yeah, because a lot of the times we like to show the world the good parts of our lives and not the bad parts, and the times where we're struggling or the times that we're going through stuff. And I want to start sharing that on here, not only on here, but through my art too, because I tend to take a break from everything whenever I'm going through stuff. And that's not productive. And that's going to keep me stagnant. So I have to learn that within myself, how to still be proactive in my life and still make the necessary changes as I'm going through those things. Because life doesn't stop happening just because you stop. Life still keeps going, and then by the time you come back to, you've missed out on so much time that you could have been putting in the effort or work, or even just pouring in those emotions that you've been trying to keep away into your work and using that to be your drive. So yeah, I know that I said a lot, but there's, like I said, a lot more to come. I feel very good. I feel at peace with coming back to this. And I've always looked at my podcast as kind of like a diary and my therapeutic outlet, the same as I looked at my poetry as. So I want to get back to that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being supportive of me and my journey, my off and on, whatever. But I am working on me being consistent because I owe that to myself. So I will catch you in the next one. Bye.